The Mixed Mornings and More podcast with Steph and Sean.
Now available daily.
Good morning, world.
Good morning. Happy Friday. It's September. It's the 23rd. The year is still 2022. It's 5:30.
Happy Friday.
Steph, we're going to do something here, okay?
Okay.
It's called manifestation, all right?
Okay. What do you do with that? You speak it into existence?
Yeah.
You ask someone for
it?
What do you do?
You know, and you know what we're manifesting today?
What?
Smile cookies.
Oh, okay.
So whoever's driving out there, we're asking you, I'm lumping you in with me, Steph. We are asking you to drop off some smile cookies this morning.
You're trying to make sure that it like is double manifested here? Oh my goodness.
If we succeed together. If we fail together. Tim Hortons, they got the smile cookies. They're going till Sunday. I went and bought one on my own 2 days ago. It was great. They're a dollar. 100% of the proceeds go towards the Northern Lights Health Foundation. But we had some dropped off on Monday as well, and I've just been craving them so bad.
They are good. They're like the best cookie Tim Hortons has, that's for sure.
Yeah, so if you are listening,
oh my gosh,
we're manifesting smile cookies in the booth sometime this morning. Steph, you're in the penalty box.
Yes, I am. I kind of thought it was a surprise again to me, but it's not. I don't think it was a surprise when I signed up to do the penalty box with you that I was probably going to be in there, and then you just slayed me yesterday at the ringette challenge.
No, it was only 3.5 seconds ahead.
Yes, and you guys were really kind to me because you're like hockey expert, like you played for like 20 years, so you had to do everything twice and you're only 3 seconds ahead.
Still.
I appreciate you being really humble and like, oh, it's okay, but you definitely are the sports king, Sean.
Yeah, we have one last thing going today. We don't really know what we're doing, but it was best out of five. I've won 3 in a row. Not a big deal, but that's besides the point. That is all besides the point. We don't care about the competition anymore because we need to raise money for Kidsport Wood Buffalo. And the reason, Steph, why this is so important, in my opinion, is you don't really know who's struggling financially out there. So it could be your neighbor. It could be the kid that you see down the block. And they really love hockey. They really love ringette. They really love football. Who knows what sport they're into? But maybe their family's just going through something right now and they don't have the funds to put that kid into the sport. And that's what we're doing right here. That's why we're playing all these competitions for fun. We're raising awareness and we're trying to make it so every kid can play a sport and they don't have to worry about the financial side of things. So that's why you're going to be set up at the trade show tomorrow.
Yep, I will be locked in the penalty box tomorrow all day or until I raise $5,000 for Kidsport. And Kidsport will give you up to $600 to help pay for your kids' sports. And they have like a wide array of sports that you can play. You could do dance if that was something, gymnastics, you know, all the different things that are kind of physical activity, team sports. They just want to make sure that their slogan is correct and so all kids can play.
Yeah, and hey, I'm gonna kickstart it right here since I'm not gonna be in the penalty box. You can donate right now online. So if you want to join me, I'm going to make the first donation unless you beat me to it over on our website, mix1037fm.com. Click on the Kids Sport ad, and then there's a hyperlink that says donate in advance here in the story. And then you can go to the donation page. I think you can even get a tax receipt from it as well. Mm-hmm. So you can claim it at the end of the year on your taxes. I'm going to donate $20 for you to get that thing started because it's at a big fat zero right now.
Thank you, Sean, and thanks to all who donate this weekend. After the entire world watched the last 10 days of mourning and the Queen's funeral and things like that, a lot of questions have come out about everything that we saw on TV. And one of the things was those giant black hats that the British Army wear.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone was kind of going through it together because this hasn't happened in 70 plus years or whatever. And so essentially everyone had questions and answers are rolling out, right?
Answers are rolling out. So, Sean, why are the hats 18 inches tall?
Because 18 years of fighting in England.
Now, the number 18 isn't significant. However, they really wanted their armies to look like they were much taller, like a giant group of people.
Oh, giants. No short kings out there.
Exactly.
We wanted 7-footers.
Now, why do they wear their strap on their chin and on their bottom lip instead of underneath their chin?
Because a lot of them couldn't grow facial hair, cause, so it kind of looked like a chin strap.
Because the hat weighs a pound and a half, and if they got shot in battle, they didn't want the weight of the hat to break their neck as they fell backwards.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
Don't make the hat so big. It's like, okay, you guys, we have two options here. We either make everyone look like 7-footers, but necks might break, or small hats, no broken necks. What do you want? Tall hats, broken necks. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Sign us up.
Okay, now, what are the hats made from?
Sheep butts.
Sheep butts. Think about what the hat looks like, Sean.
Spray paint. I don't know. You can put the sheep butt on the head and then spray paint it black.
They're made from a Canadian animal.
Beaver.
Well, those are brown. Literally.
Spray paint again.
They're made from Canadian black bears.
Wow.
Literally all these hats are made from our black bears.
Still?
And it, yes. And it takes one whole bear to make one hat.
Wow.
I know. I'm sorry. This got really somber. They say one hat.
Go back to the breaking net part. That was a little more cheerful. Care about the bears.
Sorry.
Did these fall colors kind of just sneak up on us just like last week?
It sure seems like it. Honestly, I only noticed them yesterday. Yeah. I went to leave work. I was like, oh my gosh, the hills are alive with color.
Yeah, you take a rip on 63, you look out across the river, you're like, okay, there's some red, there's some orange, there's some yellow in there.
Yeah, first day of fall was yesterday and it absolutely showed up.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is my running theory, and we were kind of discussing this off air for a hot second. It was rainy last week, right? A couple down gray days.
Yeah, super gloomy and just like, ugh, put your head down and be sad.
Yeah, and I wonder if that's when the transition started to take place, like kind of just like the in-between between all green and colored. And then when all the gray went away, it's all of a sudden like, surprise, it's fall.
Yeah, while you were being sad, I was working on something great and beautiful.
Yeah, very interesting. How long does it usually last in Fort McMurray? Because I've only been here for a year and change. You've been here for 700, so... 600? No.
I always feel like it's always a surprise for how long it lasts. Like, I know it's so short and you're like, whoa, there's no leaves left on the trees and now I got to rake and things like that. But I never know how long it lasts. I just know it's always too short.
Too short, hey? Yeah. Well, let's put out some predictions here. I'm going to throw, what kind of dates do we have? It's the 23rd right now. I feel like they just started changing around Monday or so. I'm going to say gone, leaves fallen, we'll go October 11th. What do you say?
Oh, man. I was going to say October 10th. I'm going to stick with that.
Wow. Okay.
And that is because last year on Thanksgiving, I fell off my bike when I slipped on some leaves.
Oh, crud.
So I'm like, the leaves were definitely falling by then. I don't know that all of them were off the trees, but I'm going to guess Thanksgiving Day.
All right. If you want to participate and make a prediction, you can just toss a date out, text or call. We'll write them all down. And if you're right, we'll give you a call on the day of and just congratulate you.
I have a bit of a warning for all those fall lovers out there.
Let's hear it.
All right. So we have had some beautiful days and I have taken to napping in the sun.
Yeah. I like that.
Feel a little bit like a cat, but I'm taking the covers off my patio furniture and just like my afternoon nap. It's outside. And I'm loving the September vibes because all of the bugs are gone and it's just like, I can safely nap out here without worrying about swallowing a spider or getting
a bird pooping on you.
Well, this is my warning.
Sorry, spoke too soon, maybe? I don't know.
While I was sleeping, something bad happened. And I didn't know it happened until I went to put my hair up and discovered that a bird had pooped in my hair.
Oh! I thought they all flew south by now.
No, not these ones.
They were on their way and they stopped by you first.
And I feel like it was probably a raven. Those little sinister birds. I haven't put any bird seed in their house because I don't
want them around. We've been talking trash about them for so long. They're like, hey, we also listen to the radio. We know your voice. We know where you live.
Exactly. They're like, ah, perfect opportunity. She's sleeping. She won't even see us coming. In fact, it'll last for so long because she won't even know until So gross, Sean.
You were mid-sleep when it happened.
Mid-sleep when it happened. No idea if it happened at the beginning, at the end, when. I just know that I woke up with bird poop in my hair.
Well, that explains the smell in the studio.
Stop
this morning.
That. I washed it out
yesterday.
Either
that or you're just a stinky person. I don't know.
You are terrible. I don't know why we're friends. Learned a new term yesterday.
Love that.
Beige flags.
Beige flags.
Yep.
Plural?
Yep.
Beige flags. All right. Okay. Processing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going the route of red flags, green flags, beige flags, relationships.
Okay. Relationships. What do you think of beige?
So red's bad, green's good. Beige is like in the middle. They can't decide. It's like neutral, and they need help or something like that. That's
okay.
What I'm going with.
Okay, you're close, but you're not correct. So let's
level up your lexicon.
You're right with the red flags, green flags.
Okay.
However, beige flags is a flag on a dating profile that you're boring.
The person says they're boring themselves?
No. It's like you can say, oh, I'm getting serious beige flag vibes from them because they say they like food. Well, everybody likes food. That's not a personality trait. Or if you're like, I like to travel. Well, of course, everybody likes to take holidays and travel. You're beige. You're boring. You couldn't think of anything unique about to yourself to put in your profile.
Okay. I get it now. Yeah, that totally checks out. I like it.
Want more of today's show?
Download the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
Now available every weekday.